Вариант 4. Задание 3. Now we're ready to start. Good evening, everyone. We're happy to welcome you to our weekly program, World of Books. Today is a very special day as we have a great opportunity to invite Daniel Sabatier, who manages one of the oldest historic Galliani bookstores in Paris. Daniel, it is very good to see you today. Thank you so much for coming.
Hello, it is good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Danielle, since 2009 you have run Galliani, the oldest English language bookstore on the continent.
Yes, Galliani started in 1801. It was more of a reading room where English people who came to Paris liked to go. It was a bit like a club.
Why was it so popular among the English?
They published a newspaper called Messenger for English people abroad. Some of the greatest English authors of the time, Byron and Scott, contributed to the newspaper, and their books were also published here.
When did Galliani move to the Rue de Rivoli, where you are today?
The two brothers, William and John Anthony, came here in 1856. They still published the Messenger, but they stopped being a reading room and publishing books, as their father used to do. When they arrived here, they only wanted to sell English books.
When did Galliani turn into the French, English and Fine Arts bookstore, what we know now?
During the Second World War, they were not allowed to sell English books. The grandfather of today's owner said, "In that case, I will sell French books." Hemingway came here in 1944 and signed our book. Other famous writers who came here were Julian Green, Jean Cocteau, and then there were show business people like Charlie Chaplin.
Is it 7 years since you took over the management? How do you run the store?
I had never run a bookstore before and had no idea of how it needed to be done. The owner wanted someone different. For 7 generations, it had always been a family member at the head of the bookstore. He wanted someone who had a new eye, and I was specialized in media and marketing and communications. 17 people work here. We're open 6 days a week from 10 to 7. We're still divided into 3 departments, like 3 different bookstores in one. But today they're not separated anymore and they work together. I learned that what is important here is to keep a certain spirit.
Do you also organize events?
Yes, I changed this. They used to have 1 event a year and now we have 2 or 3 a month. Public talks, conferences and lectures, both in literature and in fine arts.
Has the internet had a big effect on your business?
I made a website, but I don't want to sell through it. You can make a reservation on the site. I want to keep as a philosophy the link with the place, as it is special. Therefore, I don't sell online.
Thank you very much.